This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The United Nations is suspending its nighttime movements in Gaza after an Israeli airstrike killed seven people working for World Central Kitchen. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the UN has been urging Israel to do more to protect humanitarian workers.
A UN spokesman says as a famine closes in on Gaza, humanitarian workers need to be able to move around safely to provide aid to Palestinians. But Stéphane Dujarric says the nighttime strike on a World Central Kitchen convoy is another example that this isn't possible right now. The aid group had coordinated its movements with the Israelis.
We need to have a better system, so we're pushing with the Israelis to do that, to have a more direct system.
In the meantime, Dujarric says the UN won't be delivering aid at night, though the UN's World Food Program is working during the day to try to get aid to Palestinians in northern Gaza. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The Pentagon is preparing to expand military health care following years of downsizing. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that active duty troops and their families have noticed a decline in that care.
A Pentagon memo directs the military's on-base hospitals to add staff and encourage troops and their families back to the military's own health care instead of using their insurance program, TRICARE, to see civilian doctors. Former Army nurse Helen Perry says she and her combat-disabled husband have had trouble finding care in either system.
Well, you can't get care at the military, so now you're going to get care through TRICARE. Well, when they both fail, which is what they're currently doing, where are service members expected to go?
Current and former defense officials tell NPR that the decade-long push to privatize some healthcare has seen higher costs and, for many, poor results. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Disney CEO Bob Iger has received a vote of confidence. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, Disney shareholders have rejected an outside effort to move the entertainment giant in a different direction.
Disney shareholders voted against giving activist investor Nelson Peltz and another investor, Blackwell's Group, the seats they wanted. Just before the vote, Peltz acknowledged that Disney's stock has rebounded in recent months under Iger's leadership, but he said he believed that's in part due to the pressure he's put on Disney's management. Part of the dispute is about Disney's streaming business, which has been losing money, which Iger says will turn a profit by the end of the year. After the vote, Iger thanked shareholders for putting an end to what he called a distracting proxy fight, so he can now work on creating value for investors. Greg Allen, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 43 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 37 points, and the S&P 500 added 5. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR News. The death toll from Taiwan's strongest earthquake in nearly a quarter of a century has risen to at least 9. Thousands are injured and dozens more are trapped in the rubble. The quake struck during the morning rush hour and was centered off Taiwan's east coast near the city of Hualien. Structural damage is still being assessed. Monday night's game between Iowa and LSU drew a record audience as basketball fans watched Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese in their NCAA tournament showdown. As NPR's Bill Chappell reports, it was the second largest audience for any basketball game, men or women, since 2012.
ESPN says 12.3 million people watched Iowa and LSU play a rematch of last year's NCAA women's final. The network says it was the most watched college basketball game ever on its platforms. They're the two most electrifying basketball teams in the country, one led by Caitlin Clark, the NCAA's all-time scoring leader, the other by Angel Reese, who scores and rebounds in double figures in nearly every game. Both players are turning pro. Iowa's Clark announced her move earlier this year, and now LSU's Reese says she's doing the same. The Final Four play Friday night. Iowa faces UConn. South Carolina takes on NC State. Bill Chappell, NPR News.
Democrats in the U.S. House are condemning a Republican effort to rename a major airport. A GOP bill would change the name of Washington Dulles International Airport to honor Donald Trump. The facility was originally named after former Secretary of State John Dulles. The legislation is pending before the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.